you're the only you there is. That means you have no competition. So stop trying to compare your gift with somebody else's gift. If God wanted them, he'd have chose them. He wants you, and he chose you.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is a brand new message series from Pastor Rogers entitled, Now Open. This is part one from that series entitled, Chosen Vessels. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
I want to tell you four things quickly this morning of the vessels that God uses. The vessels God uses. The vessel God uses, first of all, is the vessel that's near, close proximity. The vessel that is accessible, available, near to God. The vessel near the user is most likely to be used because of its proximity. I'll tell you which one it is. All these came from my house. This is it right here. Look at that. This is the one that I'll grab all the time. I can use any of this, but this one is the one. Why? Because it's near the sink. It's closest that I can grab. If I drop it on the ground, it just bounces around, but it'll be all right in the morning. Come on, somebody. I mean, I got something that's so close in proximity. It's near. It's available. It's not me having to go and search in there because Rita's got these things all packed away somewhere up over there where the lights are shining, all that kind of stuff. And if I have to go over there, no, first of all, I want more capacity than what that has to offer right there because I don't want to keep going back. If I really have my real glass out here, it's about twice the size. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the mega. What is the vessel God uses? It's the one near, within the reach of God. Now, no matter how nice, no matter how clean, no matter how shiny your vessel is, if you're not available, I'm about to preach right now. If you're not available, if you're all tied up when God needs a vessel, if you're all busy, I'm busy, God. I can't come to church today. I'm busy. I don't have time to do any of that ministry stuff. I'm busy. If you're all tied up, if you're not near, if you're out of the reach of God, I've been saying, oh, yeah, I've been chosen. Yeah, but you're not available. Every time God starts searching for somebody that he can use, you're too busy. Wait a minute now, y'all were shouting a few minutes ago. Because I don't know about you. I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking about myself. If it takes too long for me to get the glass, I ain't using it. Come on, somebody. I've been known to go down and buy something. Where's the ice chest? I don't know. It's way up. It's all right. Forget it. I'll just go get me some. Don't look at me strange. You know what I'm talking about. If it's not right there where I can put my hands on it, something's going to have to happen. And when I do find it, there's going to be some serious consequences. Come on, somebody. Are you with me? Get this. Sometimes our greatest ability for God is our availability. I want to say that again in case you missed it. Sometimes our greatest ability for God, oh, Lord, make me a healing evangelist. He said, actually, I just need you to stand here at the Home Depot and witness to this cashier right here. Actually, I need you to get off of yourself and walk next door and carry the widow next door a bag of groceries because she's starving and give it to her in the name of Jesus. Don't put no tag on it and tell them that you owe me now. Actually, I need you to be able to be quiet so I can speak to you. To be where God has called us within his reach. Isaiah said, God, Isaiah 6, God, if you're looking for somebody Here I am, send me. Samuel was laying there in the bed, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and he hears the voice of God, and the old man who should have heard, who was chosen before him, had long since blocked his ears, and Samuel heard the voice of God, and after three times, he recognizes now. He said, Lord, go ahead and speak. I'm right here. I'm available. Are you available for God? A long time ago, I put it aside and said, you know what, God? I'm going to stop telling you how you can use me. I'm just talking to myself. I'm going to stop telling you how you can use me today, and I'm just going to be available to you. And if today you want to use my hands to heal somebody, they're your hands to start with. You're the potter. I'm the clay. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in James 4:8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Well, God, whenever you call me, I'll be there. Don't let him have to call you. Just be sitting on ready. When you hear a little, when you feel a little nudge of God, draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. And then he goes on to say, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. What does it mean to be near? It means to have the conscious presence of God, that you're open to the voice of God. You hear his voice. You're seeking his word. You're praying. If you want to be close to somebody, you communicate with them often. How's your prayer life? How's the vessel's prayer life? Hear me, my friends. Near doesn't mean physical distance. It means relationship. I've got friends that don't live anywhere near here, but whenever we pick up on the phone, we pick up the conversation like a bad soap opera, and we just start talking all over again. Why? Because we're close in our relationship, but we're not close in our distance. Communication to God and hearing him, obeying him, is what makes the vessel useful. Lord, let me tell you something. If your schedule, if your iPhone, if your daily planner has got everything on it but time with God, you're not available. And don't get mad when God passes you by to pick up something that's common. Second, the vessel God uses is near. The vessel God uses is empty, an empty vessel. You can't use a full vessel. The vessel has to be empty. It has to be poured out, not full of other stuff. You can't use a cup that's already full of something else unless you pour it out, clean it, and refill it. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience that is set before us. I'm going to tell you, I learned over the process of time, and you do too. If you're a traveling individual, you learn how to pack right. When I was packing for Israel, the trip to Israel, my wife and I always complain, whenever we get wherever we go, we overpack. You never know. I mean, in Florida, you're wearing blue jeans and short sleeve shirts, short pants, whatever, flip-flops. I flew to Boston one time, got off the plane. It was 80 degrees down here. Got off the plane, walked out of the terminal, and 20 below hit me in the face without a jacket. I said, oh, God, if you'll get me back to Florida, I'll never leave again. When I went to Israel, I'm thinking, what is it that I'm supposed to pack? Because the necessity of packing for the trip, vessel, is knowing what to eliminate. I don't need that. I don't need that. I'm talking to somebody. You got to have an empty vessel. Because if you're full of yourself, God can't. If you're full of this world, God can't use you. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Either you'll hate the one or love the other, or else you'll be loyal to the one and despise the other, but you can't serve God and mammon. The vessel, the person, is divided, trying to be loyal to one thing and loving something else. That's what that scripture says. I want you to know, there are some things in your life this morning, those of you that are watching online, there are some things that needs to be eliminated from your life so that you can run the race. and be a vessel of honor. Too many people are preoccupied with the earthly. They have no time for the heavenly. Are you getting this? Well, that's all right, Pastor. I'll catch the next service. I'll catch it the next go-around. Listen to me. There might not be another go-around. As close as we are to the coming of the Lord, you can't afford to not be in church, vessel. You can't afford to be playing around in the world and then I'll get saved on Saturday night before I go to church. You've got to stay in a position that you're ready, available, and empty for whatever God wants to use your life for. Double-mindedness plagues this society. The success for the vessel cannot be their divided attention. One of the greatest struggles that's going on right now, divided attention in the car. Texting and driving, divided attention can literally cause a wreck as a higher possibility. I want you to know in the time we're living in right now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't afford to be on one day with God and off the next. You need to eliminate, watch this, you need to eliminate some stuff out of your life that's not going with God's plan and God's word. It might mean that you need to eliminate some people out of your life that keep dragging you back to the old drinking places. If I can't get you to say amen, I'll get a baby to say amen. You not only need to be near, you need to be empty, but you need to be clean. Somebody look at your neighbor and tell him, you got to be clean, man. That's right, that's right. You got to be clean. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit paranoid in this category. Because I don't care if my wife just brought home the gallon jug of milk. I'm smelling that joker before I pour it in my glass. Is there anybody paranoid like me? I'm talking about, I don't care what the date says on there, organic and all that stuff. I'm smelling it because I'm going to tell you, it only takes one time of a good swallow of sour milk and it will get your attention. I'm going to tell you something. If I ruin a good bowl of Fruity Pebbles because of sour milk, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. If the vessel is not clean, if the vessel is not clean, I don't care what it looks like, how valuable it is. If it's dirty, you're not drinking out of it. And if you are, you ever been in a restaurant and there was this hair hanging off the side of your glass? Oh, I'm sorry, is that shocking all? Right there, excuse me. What do? You don't just, excuse me. Hey. There's something in my glass. I need a new one. It's amazing how we trust people, but we won't trust God like that. How do you know they went back there and got another glass? You're thinking about eating at home today, aren't you? Yes, sirree. Some of y'all that never cooked a meal in your life, you're going home for some beanie weenies, aren't you, right now? Because you don't like no dirty vessels, do you? Neither does God. I said, neither does God. If you're going to serve out there in that world and stay dirty like that, God said, I can't use you to touch people. And unfortunately, there's too much of it that's standing in a pulpit today that's trying to bring some sweet water out of a dirty glass. I say, let it be purified from the pulpit out to the pew. God wants a holy and a righteous and a clean people. Say amen, somebody.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.